I know it's Mother's Day, and I should go see her. I should go see her, bring her some flowers, some chocolates, whatever. But I owe her a lot of money. No, really, a lot of money. I ain't trying to see her, and the first thing she says to me is like, "Oh, man, Vince, where's my money?" Nah, not today, not today. She just gonna have to wait another day to see it, nigga. That's it. Anyway, I'm your boy, Vince Michelle. You know, this is Rapid Flames, and a lot of things has been going down this week, especially at Drake's house, Drake's crib. I mean, has been getting some unexpected visitors. Unwanted motherfuckers has been popping up in Drake's estate, because I guess the Kendrick track Not Like Us made it hot for the boy. I mean, the cover for the song was his house, and it showed a whole bunch of locations around in the house, like there was sex offenders in the house, like sex offenders in that area. Anyway, the first incident this past couple of days at Drake's estate was when somebody had came up and actually shot the security guard in the chest, and is on the run. I think to this day, I don't even think they caught this motherfucker yet. And another motherfucker tried to pop up on the lawn. He wasn't in his well mental state. Like, he wasn't mentally well. You know, basically a crazy motherfucker just popped up on Drake's lawn, and you know, they tackled that motherfucker down. But they said, yo, he tried to show up, and he just said, like, hey, I'm here to see Drake. Like Drake invited him over for tea and crumpets. Like, Drake wanted to play basketball with him. Like, this motherfucker had a play date with Adonis or some shit. Like, this motherfucker was loco, and he wasn't mentally well. Matter of fact, they took him down on some mentally well on the charges, on the fact that he was mentally well. They took him mentally not well. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. But on the fact that he was mentally not well, they took him down with some, like, because, like, with some special care, because he wasn't mentally not there. Anyway, yo, there's a lot of things going down at Drake's crib. This Kendrick and Drake's beef is really heating up the streets. And the fact, like, here's what I think. I don't know if you heard me on the last podcast, but I think Drake won for really with the Family Matters track and the Heart Part 6. Okay, Kendrick just saying a whole bunch of bullshit that just sounds nice, and plus he got a nice bop. He's like Step OVO. I mean, you corny motherfuckers just like the catchy track, and it makes y'all dance. So y'all just saying Kendrick won, but on the real, Drake won. I don't care. And nobody can tell me nothing. I like, and this is from a guy who likes both dudes. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that's like, oh, I like both dudes. Like, I rock with both. Like, I was listening to Drake's album and Kendrick's album, and I really think Kendrick would win the battle. But to me, he didn't win the battle. He just came out with a good song, Not Like Us. He happened to drop 6 songs. Like 5 to 6 songs on him, and Drake only dropped like 3 to 4. So it's like, and he held up his side. So, like, come on, anybody saying that Drake didn't win, I want to hear y'all valid points behind it. Not just saying, oh, Kendrick just won, but oh, he said this, and then most of the fact that he's saying that this is that he's saying ain't even true. So, what does that make you being a fan of that? What does that make you look like? You know, it makes you look like a fan, but you ain't backing up the shit you say with real credibility or with some real. Cause I know music, all right. Fuck what the fuck you talking about. I know music, and I feel like Drake won. But anyway, back to what's being said right now about Drake. He received another unexpected visitor this past Saturday, with security taking down another alleged trespasser and punctuating a week of scary moments at the estate. Now, when I see shit like this, I'm like, damn, Drake under attack. This is fucked up. Just because of some tracks, it's crazy. Because, like, I hope this don't start no North versus LA beef. You know, like the East Coast versus West Coast. Man, that shit was a bad look. I mean, it took out Tupac and it took out Biggie. And I know we just had the Nas and Jay-Z beef. They made up. Gucci Mane and Jeezy, Young Jeezy, they had a beef, but somebody ended up dead in the streets because of that beef. And beef ain't no good. The East Coast, West Coast, Biggie died, Tupac died. And now I don't want to see no North versus LA beef. That's crazy. Like, California kids will come up here to Toronto, or Toronto kids go to California, and they'll be like, yo, what's up? Where you from? Then they'll be like, yo, I'm from Toronto. Well, you ain't welcome around here, cuz. I mean, just because of Kendrick and Drake, I mean, that's wild. And then, you know what's recent? But hopefully, I think this generation is aware of that, because, you know, recently there's been a lot of Canadians saying they don't even claim Drake. But there ain't no LA motherfuckers saying they ain't claiming Kendrick no more. So I thought motherfuckers was being aware, but then when I saw that, I was like, nope, this might start some bullshit. Then those three incidents at Drake's house, that was wild, and that was probably scary for Drake, you know. And this is crazy, because it's Mother's Day today, and that's the last thing he's trying to think about. He's just trying to go home to his mama and you know, probably have a little Shabbat or whatever. It's Shalom, because his mom's Jewish and stuff. So, you know, trying to break down some matzah crackers, Manischewitz. You know, that grape sweet liquor that Jewish be drinking. He was just trying to break that down with his moms today. But now he probably think, now he probably took his moms and they probably flew to somewhere Phuket. What's that, the Philippines or Taiwan, or what's that, Thailand. Probably took his mom, flew him to Thailand, Phuket, like, fuck it. I like that. You ever seen this? Look this up. It's a town called Phuket. Phuket. It's called fuck it. I just see fuck it. I just see. Anyway, it's a cool little place. You said that if you got a mind, if you want to go to Thailand and go to a nice little place in Thailand, go to Phuket. I ain't never been there myself. I just knew a dude that used to go there, and now he come back. He said it's a nice little place. I don't know what he be doing out there. That's on his business. Because, you know, when you hear Thailand, automatically you be thinking some Harvey Weinstein type shit, Epstein Island type business. But yo, whatever, that's on him. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's on him. I don't fuck with him anyway. Matter of fact, to the point where I think he gave me a pencil. I held on to the pencil, but when I looked at it, fuck it. I don't know. I was like, you know, I don't even deal with that dude no more. I don't need his energy in my house. Oh, I started tripping. Anyway, yo, this North versus LA doesn't need to stop. I just hope that the people are aware that this is just entertainment. These two people got albums coming out, and they just did that so they could just stroke their egos. But at the same time, I hope people who are big fans of the music, really passionate about who they listen to, don't really be passionate about their, you know, views on each other, their antagonism. You know, like, just listen to the music, people. It ain't you. You ain't got no problem with Drake. I'm a Kendrick fan. If you a Kendrick fan, let me tell you, you ain't got no problem with Drake. Drake ain't got no problems with you. He don't even know you, okay? And if you a Drake fan, you ain't got no problems with Drake, Kendrick. You ain't got no problems with people who like Kendrick. It's all music, all entertainment. At the end of the day, them motherfuckers is making, we ain't even making money off of this. I swear, if black people die off of these people, just white people making money, that's wild. They need to stop doing that. It's all entertainment. It's all entertainment. That's what I want to say. And I also want to say, Drake won. That's it. Don't even argue with me. Drake won. And speaking of, like, motherfuckers like people who just coming out with diss records. You know, Shaquille O'Neal, he needs to sit his ass down, cause he came out with a diss record the other day, last week, against Shannon Sharp. Now Shannon Sharp don't rap. He's just out here just doing Shay podcast and the other podcast with Cinco, Ocho Cinco, and just being on Sports Center or ESPN with Stephen Smith. Now Shaquille O'Neal, if this is just a sportscaster beef, then you go air it out on your sportscaster TV show. That's it. You air it out with Barkley and them. But air it out on the diss record. Come on, Shady Shay don't rap. He don't rap. Uncle Shay don't rap. Now he might have to get a rapper though. That's the thing. I think Shay got a little bread, so he could hire a rapper to go out of Shaq. But this is Shaq, yo. He got lyrics. He got skills. Don't sleep on Shaq. He actually could rhyme. He could rap. He got some lyrical skills. Don't sleep on Shaq. That's the thing. He ain't even need to do that. And the thing is, though, Shaq, dude, you need to sit your ass down. Because here's the thing. I really don't like it when you really out your league. You really doing too damn much. And we all know Shaq is always doing too damn much. He been doing too damn much ever since he's been out. But I think right now he's doing too damn much. Too much. You know, like recently he doing this racket. Why? I mean, you all commercials. You get the Sports Center. You all got the Sports Center money. You got the other show money. But like, you a sportscaster. You got rings, endorsements. You don't even need to do no diss record. On top of that, you out here with a girl that's like damn near like more than half your age. And then I ain't gonna say that that's wrong, but I'm just saying it's too damn much. Because you could be having maybe another chick, you know what I'm saying, that you could connect with way more. Like this 21 year old chick, Shaq, you just too damn much. And there's way more chicks that you could play with air talk to. It's you, Shaq. I know you could talk to way more chicks than to pull up this 21 year old girl. Where you find this girl? This girl came to your daughter's birthday party, or she came when your daughter was going out one day, and then she came to pick him up, and then you was like, oh, who's this girl? Introduce me to your friend. Nah, Shaq, that's wild. Nah, that's, and then, you know, and then she probably back at talking to her friends like, ew, your daddy tried to talk to me. I mean, it is Shaq though. Like, oh, I'm like, yo, don't talk to my daddy. My daddy like almost 60 years old. And like, oh, I know, but like, it's Shaq. Like, oh my gosh, like, how big is his penis? Like, ew, don't talk to me about my dad's penis. Now you got your daughter out here trying to not talk about your dick to her friends, because she got friends want to know about how big your dick is and shit like that. But we all know your shit's on blast because a couple of girls said that your shit is as small as a baby carrot. But yo, we ain't even gonna go there. And Shannon Shaker dropped that in a motherfucking diss track, him damn self. But you see him, he ain't even stepping into that recently. That's and because another rapper already tried to go at Shannon Shay, you know, but Shay ain't even about that. So I won't even think, don't expect 3 back to back diss tracks from Shannon Shay like Kendrick. Kendrick had hate in his heart going at Drake, just to let you know. Shay got that much hate in his heart. Anyway, this is what I got in my heart. I got music in my heart, and sometimes I'll be putting it down. Matter of fact, I'm gonna play a new a track that I put down in my SoundCloud. If you ever go to SoundCloud.com, search Vito Blaze. I got some tracks in there that will amaze you. You will like them shits. Matter of fact, I'll play one of them shits for you right now. Okay, so turn up the sound in your car. Play the volume loud, like right now.
Oh. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Turn my levels in my headphone real quick. Oh. Yeah. Turn my levels up, up. Just 2 minutes in the room, I put the vibe in it. Recite sentence, make you hype enough to jump fences. Quick to say your boy rot like my shit whack. I think not, your boy got more bars than a Kit Kat. They looking for an MC that can rap it well. I try my best to give it to them even if I fail. You see my talent is a rap and yes I do it well. My tongue is sharp, I swear that I be spitting nails. Rapping lessons in my rhyme cause I know they missing. Pay attention, what the fuck I got to do to make y'all listen? Do I need a vine to make y'all press for wine? Or drop 1,000 sick lines and watch my ass still not sign? Or go underground till I'm in the ground, Pimp C. Or rep the city on the mainstream, Bun B. The respect for me is up and down, Al Bundy. The hood won't show you love until it's done, trust me. Nah, they ain't gonna show you love until it's done. They ain't gonna show you love until you out. And then you come back in, and then they be like, what? Taking a pic of this flick, well let me take a pose. Doing what I do, satisfied from what I chose. I was in the dirt and from the ash your boy arose. From the seed up in the garden grew into a rose. I'm glad I stepped up in here with some fresh clothes. I'm glad I stepped out of here armed with fresh hoes. Can't be scared of that, nope, I ain't scared of those. Pick them up in the truck and zoom them to the bungalow. Yes, V did it, he lit the fire when he spitting flame. Do not revisit the same lion when he spitting game. Need a put it in the trash, yo, from which it came. That's why I just ain't got no time for these fucking lames. My time is just for me to work until the fucking fame. My motivation is I got the pain but got no gain. Before I go, I know these bitches think I was insane. Before I die, I hope a million more will say my name. Damn. Yo, before I die, I hope a million more will say my name. Yo, before I die, I hope a million more will say my name. Like, yo, Vito Blaze, can I take a picture with you? What's good?
Vito Blaze, Vito Blaze.
Before I die, I hope a million more will say my name.
That was A Million More by Vito Blaze, aka Vance Michelle. That's me, man. That was me just rapping on the track. I hope you like that track. And if you want to see more of me, you can always catch me at Hurley's Irish Pub, downtown Montreal. It's a nice little pub, Irish pub. And guess what? I'll be hosting a comedy show there every Monday at 8 p.m. It's called the World's Smallest Comedy Night. Come check it out, yo. It's hosted by me and Zach Kick. Zach Kick, you know, he's been on JFL Originals. He helped me shoot my special. And he's number 5 on Best Comedians in Montreal. Yo, check out the list. If you're looking for the best comedy night in Montreal, though, come to the World's Smallest Comedy Night. It's hosted by me and Zach Kick at Hurley's Irish Pub. That's on located on 1225 Crescent Street. If you're in the Montreal area, come check us out every Monday night and 10:30 for the Monday Night Dirty Mic, hosted by me, Vance Michelle. It's a fun night. And if you got Monday blues, if you sad on a Monday, why don't you come to the show and we'll cure that shit up. I'm telling you, you're going to come in sad and leave glad. You're going to be happy that you came to a comedy show on a Monday night in a Irish pub. We got drinks and food. served. The drinks is affordable. Come and enjoy a great time. We're there every Monday night. Every Monday night. So come through, okay? And it's $5. $5 the admission. Go get your tickets online or come pay at the door, okay? But come see your boy. Come do his thing and host the show with some of the best comedians in Montreal. Trying out some new stuff, trying out the old things, but at the end of the day, we holding it down, a great show. Okay, that's what it is. And yo, here it is, man. I be out in the streets and people be asking me, yo V, man, that loud that you be smoking is pretty good. You know, I be smoking some real grade A marijuana. And then they be asking me where I get it. I tell them, yo, all you got to do is just go to bloom.ca. Man, these things, they got vapes, they got flowers, they got shrooms. And I think, yeah, and accessories, okay, to help you get those things into your system the right way. Now, check it, man. You probably go there and be like, yo, those prices are still affordable, but you still might want a discount. I'll hook you up. If you use a promo code called Vito Blaze, VTOBLAZE, if you use my promo code, you will get $40 off your first order, okay? And even though every order over $100 is free shipping, okay? And every order over $100 is free shipping. I'm going to say that again, okay? I just said it again. Hope it got to your ear. 40, but use my promo code VTOBLAZE, Vito Blaze, without the I, but it's VTOBLAZE, and you will get $40 off your first order. And I'm telling you, blooms.ca is what it do right now, because you're going to go there and it describes the flower that you want, sativa, indica, hybrid. I'm telling you. And it gives you a nice descript of what you want to get. Yeah, I'm telling you, B. So go to the site. You won't be disappointed. And it comes in like 2-3 days. The most, 4 days. It depends if you order before the weekend or not. But I'm telling you, it's worth the wait. So go to bloom.ca and have some fun. Now back to what the fuck. Now I tell you who ain't having fun. I told you last week or the last podcast, whatever, that Mayweather was in trouble, and maybe some of y'all heard that and was like, nah man, Money Mayweather always gonna get out a sticky situation. But this motherfucker sticky in a situation so sticky, he can't get the fuck, he can't get it. It's so deep. So he in a situation so deep, he can't get out of this one now. He in a situation so deep, he can't climb so deep. It's like deeper than the hole Batman was in when he was fucked up by Bane. When you know the hole that Bane grew up in, he's in a hole deeper than that. He deep. Anyway, Money Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather is in trouble. He's stuck in Dubai. Word is that he had a situation with a shorty and there was a financial agreement, right? Settlement. But right now, Money Mayweather can't pay up that financial settlement. So they got his ass. They saying like, yo, you can't leave Dubai right now. They don't got him in jail, but they saying like, yo, you can't leave Dubai right now. You can't unless you pay these dudes. So, I don't think he in jail, but he in Dubai. And word is, like, I told y'all this last week, but now, recently, Gervonta Davis, who is a nemesis of Mayweather, is saying, like, yeah, Mayweather stuck in Dubai, can't do shit. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was Money Mayweather. And now, 50 Cent, because I'm glad, like, 50 Cent, he heard this. He was like, yo, we be beefing, that's my brother, but if he needs some money, I'll help him. And I like 50 Cent for that, because I was like, yo, 50 gonna do. You know, I know they be beefing, but like, he July 6th like me. I know he got a heart, and apparently he does. He tweeted, "Yo, if Money Mayweather needs something, I if he needs some money, I got it." And we don't know if 50 followed through on that. Well, I'll check up on that soon. But right now, Mayweather needs some help, okay? And right now, I say he just, if I was him, I'll start fighting on the ground. okay? Like, become like a prize fighter, start betting on shit, start betting on himself, you know, become like whatever underground fighting they got over there for the princesses and shit like that. Just get his money up and start paying them motherfuckers off, because this motherfucker gotta live. He gotta get back to his kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure NBA young boy misses him, and he got to cut the daughter out here and shit like that. Come on, man. Money Mayweather love the kids, and the kids love Money Mayweather. And plus in Dubai, he ain't got no help out there. He really out there just being lonely and shit, man. And you know what though? Whatever situation that he got with that girl, I mean, you really gotta watch out in Dubai. It look all funny games. You know, it look like an adult amusement park. But there's a reason why they don't put that shit in the tourism and shit like that. And you don't ever see, like, come to Dubai. You know, you see people just go out there, and because, you know, you see Instagram girls go out there because they got sugar daddies that be bringing them out there, and they do nasty things with them out there for real. And then Mayweather probably got caught in the nastiness, and now he probably can't get his ass out. He's deep. That motherfucker's deep, and he can't get out. So I hope 50 Cent will help this motherfucker out with a little thing. Or if anything, sign that motherfucker to G-Unit. It'll be dope. We got G-Unit boxing out here, and see some real things. Matter of fact, I hope after this Mayweather will wake up and stop beefing with 50. Him and 50 could get things together. Maybe we can see Mayweather on Power. I always say Power saves the motherfucker, and maybe Power can save Floyd. Maybe. Or we can see, wait, the Floyd fought Jake. No, he fought Logan. So he needs to come back and fight Jake, if anything, to get this money back. Cause that's the only thing I can see. Like, yeah, he needs to fight. He needs to call Jake right now while he in Dubai and be like, yo, can you fly over here and we can get this fight going on? And see if that fight could bring up some money. Because those doofy ass motherfuckers will raise the money. Both of those doofy ass motherfuckers will raise the money. And then after that, Gervonta Davis will still be mad. Because after all of this, he only did this just so he could get Floyd in the ring. And now he can't get Floyd in the ring. Floyd's in Dubai. And he in trouble. He in trouble. That nigga in trouble. I mean, if anything, if I was the president, I'd send the A-team to go get that nigga. Like, I know we got an A-team and shit. Like, real talk. Biden losing right now, okay? He on some bullshit. Motherfuckers is really trying to elect Trump. So if I was Biden, send the A-team to go get Mayweather. We need him. I mean, y'all got the basketball player. You got the basketball player out. I'm saying Brittany Garnier. She out. She out here. Now she play ball and shit. So come on, man. Bring Mayweather back, dog. Bring Mayweather back. Send the A team and bring Mayweather back. Yo, send them niggas out there, son. If y'all don't know, A-Team was a show, but I know, right, and they probably don't exist, but, like, you know, they probably is an A-Team out there. Send them niggas, Biden. Bring Mayweather home. Yo, here's another thing. That's some shit I want to see. Here's something I don't want to see, though, okay? The New Orleans Pelicans was swept in the opening round of the NBA playoffs. But Master P knows the secret to getting the team on track. And he tells TMZ Sports he transformed the team into a championship contender if he was on the coaching staff. Now, Master P did play basketball, and he's a rapper now. But he did play basketball, I think. Like, you know, I think he played in college or something like that. He got a few basketball knowledge. Little Romeo even tried to play ball in his... days too. But here's the thing. I want to see the motherfuckers be rapid coaches. I want to see the NBA be, it's already a show with the basketball stars. So now it's going to become an extra, extra show because the coaches is a star. Now we got, we already see the effect with Coach Prime. So now we going to have Coach P. And then next thing you know, like, you know, Cameron and Mace, they know some basketball to a point where they got their own podcast. So now you think you're going to see these rappers become basketball coaches? And Lil Wayne, he think he know football. You think now he going to play basketball? Bow Wow and Lil Game, they swear they could be anybody in the world in Madden, NFL Madden, a football game on PS or PlayStation. And now you gonna have these motherfuckers thinking, hey, yo, you know what? I think I could help the Raiders or the Rams. Like, get the fuck out of here. No. I don't think that. I don't wanna see fucking Kanye West being a coach, baseball coach. I don't want to see that shit. I don't think these niggas can be coached. I don't want to see Eminem coaching the Detroit Lions. I don't want to see that. And I don't think NFL should even come to the point where they need that to attract viewers. Because they already do it too much to attract viewers. Super Bowl is lit enough. I'm sure how much for Super Bowl tickets that for right now. You got so many hoes already going there. So you got to double the hoes if you got rappers as the coaches now. It's going to be too much. Might as well have the Super Bowl in Las Vegas in Hawaii every fucking year. If you're going to do some fucking spectacle like that. Turning the sports into a circus. Masterpiece, stay your asshole. Stay home and make more rap snacks. Don't think that you can coach the New Orleans Pelicans. Think you know what to do with Zion. No. You don't know what to do. You don't even know what to do with your own son. Your son out here saying that you owe him money. You got to handle the shit at the crib. To think that you can handle some shit at the arena. With the Pelicans? Zion already got trouble with a porno star saying that she got his baby. Now you think you can handle this whole fucking team. You can't even handle your kid. This nigga right here. Man, go back and make some more rap snacks. I need to go figure out some new flavors of net rap snacks that niggas will actually buy and shit. Got them shits collecting dust on the goddamn shelf, and you think you could handle a fucking NBA team? Sell them goddamn rap snacks, and then think you could win the championship in New Orleans. Fucking sell them rap snacks. That's what I say. Anyway, yo, the Tom Brady roast to me, I actually thought, I'm gonna say a couple of things on the roast. I thought it was dope. Okay, motherfuckers went below the belt a lot of times, and I like to see shit like that. So if you hearing that the Tom Brady roast was bad, it's because there was a lot of shit that was said that was below the belt. Even to the point where the motherfucker getting roast, Tom Brady said, "Hey yo," he got up and said, "Yo, that don't say that shit again." So yo, if you like that below the belt humor, go check out Tom Brady's roast. It's lit. What can I say? If you like that fucking crass humor, rated R shit, the fucking, you think that comedy, it doesn't exist no more. Yo, it exists. Go watch the Tom Brady roast. And it's hosted by Kevin Hart. Jeff Ross is in it. Nikki Glaser. Andrew Schwartz. Sam J. Or J Sam. A couple of football stars like Randy Moss, Drew Bledsoe. Tony Hinchcliffe was in there too. Shout out to Tony Hinchcliffe, because you know your boy was on Kill Tony. If you ever want to see me, if you never seen me, you just heard this podcast for the first time, just go look up Kill Tony Montreal. I'm in Kill Tony Montreal episode, okay? I'm the first one he calls up. And I say a joke. And it was pretty cool. I got another minute, so watch that. And be on the lookout for my specialist coming out real soon. Real soon. Real soon. And before I go in this rapid flames, I just want to say, Roman Reigns, where are you? Because I acknowledge you. If you miss the Tribal Chief, I miss him. I've been watching wrestling, WWE, and I'm telling you, Roman Reigns ain't on the TV no more. He's taking a break. So if you miss him like I miss him, just throw your ones up. Acknowledge him. He'll be back. If you miss him, let me know you miss him in the comments. Send me a message on, follow me on Rapid Flames Instagram at Rapid_Flames. Okay, if you follow me on Instagram at VBleezy and look up for a new episode of Rapid Flames on YouTube, Spotify, and whatever the fuck pod you streaming podcast these days. Okay, baby, that was all the flames I got to throw on today. Stay lit. If you enjoyed that episode and would like to keep up with all the latest and future episodes of Rapid Flames Podcast, then please subscribe to the Rapid Flames Podcast on YouTube and all podcast available platforms, because we're available on all of them. So tune in. Stay with us. Keep stay with us. Stay locked in. Stay lit.